Today is January 28th, 2020. It is approximately 10:03 a.m. And this is the date and time for case number 1200107, also numbered as 1190276, Marcos Pacino. I'm hearings officer Nancy Hockman, and for the record, no one has appeared for this case, either Mr. Pacino or any representative of the city. The notice of hearing in this case was mailed to the appellant on January 16th, 2020, and I'm going to ask the clerk if the notice of hearing was returned to our office as undeliverable.
I don't see any notation that we received mail back.
Thank you. And did Mr. Pacino contact our office between when the notice of hearing was mailed and today? Or I should say, let me rephrase that. Did he contact our office between the time he filed his request for hearing and today?
I can see no communication with the appellant.
Thank you. Since the notice of hearing says that hearings start on time, we will begin the hearing. As hearings officer, I work for the auditor's office and not the any other agency of the city, and I am a neutral decision maker. My role is to review the evidence, and which includes any documents that are admitted into the testimony and any oral testimony, which we will not have today, in order to decide the case. My authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid, and the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. The recording of the hearing will be posted to the city's website for the appellant to hear after the hearing if he so chooses. In an administrative hearing, the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which is slightly over 50%. At this point, I will introduce the documents into the record. Okay, we went off the record for a moment for me to pull up the documents. In the case, we have Exhibit 1, which is the hearing request form. We have Exhibit 2, another request form. I believe only one of those will be entered into the record. Since this was a computer request, no hard copy will be introduced. We have Exhibit 3, the tow desk report. That is a document just to determine whether or not the hearings office has jurisdiction. We have Exhibit 4, the statement of rights and procedures. Exhibit 5, the notice of today's hearing, which we discussed. Exhibit 6, the towed vehicle record. We have Exhibit 7, the public record release. We have Exhibit 8, the police traffic crash report, and we have Exhibit 9, the police officer narrative. And these exhibits are all entered into the record. Because the parties are not here, I will read what they submitted into the record as their testimony. Under Section A, where it asks, please state the reason why you believe the tow is invalid or any other reason unjustified, the appellant stated, I had one popped tire and parked my car in the street till I was gonna come in the morning and fit my tire until my car was towed and had a police hold on it. exclamation point for no reason at all. And that is the appellant's testimony. I'll now turn to the police report. The police report notes that the location of incident is Northeast 43rd Avenue and East Burnside Street in Portland. And under offense, it says traffic crash, prop, fixed object. Now I'm reading from Exhibit 9, the narrative. Subject is hit and run to telephone pole, and the police officer states, radio dispatched to the listed location on a report of a traffic crash. The RP, Neeson, called police and said a vehicle had crashed into something, and three or four subjects got out and pushed the vehicle off the curb. Neeson gave additional information that the subjects were Asian males wearing black jackets and white t-shirts and were walking away, EB, presumably eastbound on Burnside. When I arrived on scene, I observed Neeson standing outside next to a telephone pole. She told me that this was the pole the vehicle hit before it stopped on the edge of her property that was located across the street. As I assessed the pole, it appeared the vehicle was traveling eastbound on Burnside Street and sideswiped the pole on the passenger side. After striking the pole, the vehicle attempted to overcorrect by turning left and veered across the street where it came to rest on the sidewalk slash curb. Neeson then pointed to the vehicle that was parked on a side street. She told me she observed three Asian males push the vehicle to the location and then walk away eastbound on Burnside. I asked Neeson if she saw the actual crash, and she told me she did not. She said she and her neighbors only heard the crash and saw the aftermath. I asked her if we located the driver slash occupants, would she be able to tell me who was driving, and she told me she could not. After speaking to Neeson, I assessed the vehicle. I observed a black Mercedes, paren, Oregon 027JQA, close paren, and it was parked on Northeast 43rd. There appeared to be significant damage to the passenger side windshield as well as the front passenger wheel and back passenger wheel. As I looked at the damage, I did not see any blood inside the vehicle and the airbags were not deployed. I also noted the damaged windshield appeared to have a dent that was caused from the outside. It appeared as if something hit the windshield. As myself and Officer Myers assessed the windshield, we did not see any blood or evidence indicating a person was struck. Upon looking inside the vehicle, I found paperwork belonging to Pacino. After running his information, Officer Myers drove to his listed address to see if he could locate Pacino. Officer Myers was unable to locate Pacino. I ordered a tow, paren speeds, close paren, for the vehicle as it was a hazard and suspect vehicle of a hit and run. When I ran the license plate, it returned to a different owner than Pacino. PG&E was notified about their pole and they responded to the scene. Officer Myers also conducted an area check for any pedestrians hit since the windshield was bent inward. After conducting an area check, Officer Myers did not find anyone struck by the vehicle. I remained on scene until the tow truck arrived. Once they retrieved the vehicle, I cleared the scene. And that's the end of the report. As the exhibits have been entered and we've read the testimony into the record, at this point we will close the hearing and a written decision will be issued within about a week to 10 days off the record.